This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
It's the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Asia-wide hits 24/7, and you may be listening via asianpopradio.com or our free app available on iOS and Android. Today, my co-host is Robert. Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Find us on Asian Pop at asianpopradio.com and on our iOS and Android apps. They're free via the App Store. Get it now. And don't forget to subscribe to us on Podomatic or iTunes. Is that enough ways to listen to Asian Pop Radio? I think it is.
I think it's plenty, but there's also TuneIn.
Oh, TuneIn. Oh, I missed one out. Look, obviously lots of exciting stuff happening. We said earlier on in the show that we are just ecstatic at yesterday's announcement that G-Dragon is coming to Australia. We've obviously just got past GOT7 coming to Perth, Melbourne, Sydney,
and Brisbane.
Thank you for saving me, Talia. Talia's on the line, part of the GOT7 International Australia Fan Group. Yes, Talia, did I get it right?
Yes.
Oh, I got it right. Yes. I got it right. Now, yesterday on the show, we spoke to one of our team members, Jesse, who was at the GOT7 fan meet in Sydney. So we thought we'd check in with one of you guys to see how the Melbourne show went. We've heard a lot of stuff, some positive, some negative. How did it all go down for you guys as a group that were trying to provide fan support?
It went down really well with the food support. We were able to get them dinner, lunch, snacks, hotel food. We got them food for their after party and beer for their after party. The only negative of it was that we had a fan project planned and we put 3,000 fans out on the seats for everyone. But what happened was we had it planned to hold them up after Hard Carry, but at the last minute, they changed the song lineup.
Oh, wow.
So instead of us being able to hold them up after Hard Carry, they played another song after it, so nobody knew what to do, so nobody held the fans up.
Oh, no. How does that happen, Talia? I mean, like, where does the communication break down? So do you guys work with the organizers and then explain what you want to do and have that confirmed and kind of ticked off the list, like, yes, that's going to happen, and then the organizers forget to tell you that the lineup's changed? Is that what happened?
We had communication with Beth from IME, and she sent us through the set list and was like, this is solid, this is going to be the set list on the night. And then somewhere during the night, someone messed up the order of the songs.
Oh, wow.
So then when we ran back to talk to the staff after it, they were like, look, we're just going to play the song at the end. And we were like, well, that screwed up our fan project. And they're like, well, there's nothing we can do about it now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, like kind of cut your losses sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, that's a bit of a shame because I know that stuff's important to the fans, obviously. And wow, 3,000 people, you know, in on the project and then it doesn't happen. It would have to be a little bit disheartening for the fans, right?
Yeah, it was, because afterwards, unfortunately, we had people saying that we had no fan project and that our fan project failed, but
right.
We just had to explain to them, look, the set list was changed on us. It was supposed to be this certain way, but because they changed it, there was nothing we could do.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That is not helpful at all.
Yeah.
Look, maybe I wonder if it's maybe too many people involved in this whole, you know, fan meet, because, you know, you guys are looking after fan support, like food support kind of thing. And then there was a local group, I think Three Angles, looking after things. And then they were sort of acting on behalf of IME Entertainment that, you know, was sort of the overall one. So maybe we just all got to get better at our communication, right?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I mean, obviously, these guys are also bringing BTS to Sydney not too far away now, actually. Hopefully,
yes,
some of that stuff
gets
ironed out.
Yeah, we were told they would be releasing information within the next couple of days, so that should be going up soon.
Wow. Look, so much to be a part of, I think, for Australians at the moment that love their K-pop, because obviously we've just got past GOT7. They are at Perth over the weekend as well. We've got BTS coming up, Jay Park and the crew coming up for that hip-hop event in Sydney. And now, as announced on Tuesday morning, G-Dragon is also coming back to Australia. How exciting is that?
That is super exciting for a lot of the Melbourne fans down here. We've actually had a lot of interest going around all the Melbourne pages at the moment. So it seems to be a big hit with everyone at the moment.
It's pretty amazing. So obviously they came down as part of a group. Big Bang were down here not too long ago, a couple of years ago, actually. He coming back as a solo performer and to three cities this time.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. No one's going to get left out this time.
I don't think so. We're kind of spoiled for choice at the moment. How's your wallet going?
I am flat broke after support, but I will do whatever I can to get to all these concerts.
We all need two full-time jobs. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
So do you think you'll be trying to offer some fan support when he comes down or what?
We haven't thought that far ahead yet. We're just trying to recoup our money after the GOT7 support.
Yeah.
But if we're asked to do it and it's offered up to us, we'll just wait and see what happens.
And I didn't ask you the most important question of all, Talia. How were the guys anyway? How was their performance? Did they do good?
Their performance in Melbourne was amazing. We were told by the Three Angles staff afterwards that they absolutely loved Melbourne. They were stoked with everything and that they're excited to come back and cannot wait to be back down here in Australia.
Ah, that's awesome. I'm glad the guys enjoyed Melbourne and we look forward to having them back, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Excellent, Talia. Thanks so much for your time. It's great to be able to check in with you and hear what your thoughts on the GOT7 concert was and also your thoughts on GD as well. We all look forward to him, so hopefully we get to hang out and just chill with G-Dragon down to Grave Street or something while he has a coffee.
We can only wish.
Thanks, Talia.
All right, thank you.